Okay, you're listening to Abba Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The simon for Chav Gimel is, I don't think of Kohen Gadol, but it's a keg. It's a beer maker's keg. Big old barrel. And I believe all three things are about a karpaf. I don't remember the distinction between the three points, so we'll put that in the WhatsApp group later, but just keep in mind, Chav Gimel, keg, and it's going to be karpath related. This was a little bit of a challenging Mishnah, actually. I don't know if anybody else found it hard to not to read the words, but to try to piece all the opinions together, because it looks like there are a few different machlokas, and it's unclear which way everyone's going. So the Gemara over here does help us a little bit. Talking about, right, we have three different opinions, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Akiva regarding what's required in each in a space. We have this 70 and a little and a little bit by 70 and a little bit, really 2/3 of an amma space. Are you allowed to carry in that? We said in general there's a din called a karpaf, which is an isser derabanan. It's given a karmelis status to a certain enclosure that is not made for residential purposes, where it's made for storage or for planting or something else. And therefore, if it's a certain size, then it's something that you might confuse with the Rosh Hasharabim, even though midiraisa would be Rosh Hashayachid because it's fenced in. So that should be Rosh Hashayachid. You should be allowed to carry within Rosh Hashayachid for sure. Carry into it, no. But to carry within it, you should be allowed to midiraisa. But because it looks a certain way, it might be confused with the Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore you need certain requirements. If there is like a, as we say in the Mishnah, there's a shomera there, like a little guarding hut, or it's or a base deer or a house, or it's close to a city, something like that. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Kizer, you don't even need that as long as it's not larger than 70 and 2/3 of amas by 70 and 2/3 of amas. Because if it's smaller than that, then it doesn't get confused with Shosh Rabin. But he says it has to be square. Perhaps square would be more distinguishable, as that's not a Rosh Hasharabim. But if it's rectangular, according to Rabbi Akiva, and then it would be confused with Rosh Hasharabim. And then we have a couple of other opinions, or discussing explicitly if it rectangle, square, and that's in our Mishnah. So now let's try to take a look more carefully at some of these opinions in the Gemara. So the last two lines of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, quoting the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Omer afilu ein ba echad mikol elu metalten besocha. Even if it doesn't have one of these things, you can carry within it. These things refers to the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says again that you need one of these little homes, or should be close to a city, in order for you to be allowed to carry in a karpaf, even if it's less than 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. That's a big chumra. And Rabbi Yehuda, which is the second Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, he's not called Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai in the Mishnah, but it is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. Rashi actually calls him Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai to tell us who it is. That whenever you see Rabbi Yehuda Stam in the Mishnah, or like Stam Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. So he says that you don't even need one of these huts or something like that. You just need a cave or, right, a bor or a siach or something like that, and that's enough. And Rabbi says you don't need any of that as long as we make sure that it's 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, not bigger than that, and it should be square. But so Rabbi Akiva is a kula. So now we turn over to Chachamim on base. So Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva is the Tanakama. So the problem with this Mishnah is that there wasn't Tanakama in our Mishnah. there was, but there was a named Tanakama. The first time in our Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rashi tells us that Amru Lo Amra Amru Beis Asayim. It actually goes back to the Gemara on Yud Ches, where we first are learning about this din. So we had that Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Beis Asayim. Amru Lo, the Chachamim respond to him. Lo amru beis asayim el lagina el karpaf. We only say beis asayim for a gina and a karpaf, a garden and a karpaf from these storage areas. Right? So that's what it's referring to. So he says it's base. So that's the Tanakhama the Gemara is referring to. That it's beis asayim. Now the problem is that beis asayim comes out to about beis asayim is 5,000 square amos. That's what two seya is, and which comes out to about 70 and a shtickle, right? So So if that's the opinion, but then Rabbi Akiva is the same thing. Rabbi Akiva said, right, Shivim Vishirayim, 70 and a little bit, and that's basically this amount over here. So Ika Benayhu says so same as the Isham opinion. No, Ika Benayhu Davar Muat. No, the difference between them is that little bit extra, because 70 2/3 times 70 2/3 actually doesn't come out exactly to 5,000, right? If you do 70 point, let's say 6.7, right? Or because it's 6.6 bar. Right? So 70.67 times 70.67, you get about like 4,994, between 93 and 94, somewhere around there. So it's not quite 5,000. So it's a little bit. So the measure of Rabbi Akiva, which is 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, 70 shirayim by 70 shirayim, is not quite base sasayim, the 5,000 amos mentioned by the Tanakhama. So that's actually the difference. Rashi says, "Shabes sasayim yeser al shivim amos v'shirayim ribuim kidetani lekama latanakhama shari bebase sasayim shleimim." Full base of science, 5,000 amos. Rabbi Akiva, shivim vishirayim, al shivim vishirayim v'sulo, and no more than that. Kedekamri behedya v'kama hins asayim kichatzar mishkan. Okay, so we'll see where that comes out in a moment. So that's the difference between these two opinions. Davar muat yesh al shivim amos v'shirayim. Sorry. And here's a brice that supports that. Detanya, as we went to the brice. Rabbi Huda said, davar muat yesh al shivim amos v'shirayim. There's a little bit more than 70 2/3 amos, a little bit, right? But the Chacham didn't give the exact shear for us. They didn't try to tell us exactly how much it is. Meaning, Rabbi Hud is explaining the opinion of the Chachamim when they say it's 5,000. It's a little bit more than 70 2/3, and they didn't give the exact shear. They didn't want to complicate things, but that shows us that base assignment is not exactly equal to 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. The comma shear, but how much is the shear? Sasayim. Sasayim kichatzer mishkan. It's sasayim, right? Based right to seya, like the shear of the chatzer of the mishkan. The chatzer of the mishkan, as we're going to see in a moment, is 50 by 100 amos. 50 in width, 100 amos in length. Square, the area there is 50 times 100, 5,000 amos, and that's the shear of base sasayim, which is not exactly 70 2/3 squared. But Rabbi Akiva does hold 70 2/3 squared is the maximum. And if you would have it based on Sayyid, Rabbi Akiva would say, no, you can't carry that. That's the din of the Karpov. That's past that. So now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Minoha Nimili, where do we know this from? And it's in the quote of Pasuk. Where do we know this from? This is a din derabanan. The Karpov is a din derabanan. Midirais, so this is a Rosh Hashanah. So it must be like really, really a smachta of sorts, or at least a source that this size has some chashivas to it. That's where we're going to base our karpath on, right? The rabbanon don't make up things out of thin air. So if they would have they would have a shear for karpath, this is considered chashiv, and this is considered, you know, something you would confuse with the Ram, whatever it is. There would be an allusion to it somewhere. These measurements would be found in the Torah somewhere. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Damar Kra, Rav Yehuda says that the pasuk says, Erech haChatzer Meya Ba'ama. The length of the chatzer, the courtyard of the mishkan, is 100 amos. V'rochav chamishim b'chamishim, and the width is 50 by 50 in 50. That's a weird way to say it. It's not. What does it mean? 50 by 50. It's 100 by 50, right? What 50 chamishim b'chamishim. So Amra Torah. So the Torah is telling you, tol chamishim v'sovev chamishim. Take 50 and put it around 50. This is going to be very hard. And there's a lengthy Rashi over here. Now you see, we're not going to read through it, but it's over here. Torah tol chamishim sha'archo yeser al rochbo sovin osarim dahavaluhu shivim amos v'dal tvachim meruba and ketzad. And then Rashi goes through this whole very interesting explanation for how you get to this. But what Rashi's essentially saying, there's a chart over here, of explaining Rashi But basically, what Rashi is saying is that the Gemara, we want to find out. We have a chatzer. The size of the chatzer is 100 by 50 amos, right? Which is 5,000 square amos. Now we want to know how would you get 5,000 square amos area if it was squared, meaning if it was a square instead of a rectangle. The chatzer, the Mishkan, is a rectangle. How would you get the same area of square amos, but square, not rectangle? That's
square root of 5,000.
Exactly. Yeah. Rashi's just trying to explain that using the Mishkan of the rectangle of the Mishkan with those dimensions, if I wanted to get a square version of that, so I want to know what's the square root of 5,000. That's really what Rashi's getting at. Now Rashi does the whole math and phrases it in the Mishkan in the terms of the pasuk, is that, well, you have, what does it mean, chamishim ba chamishim? So you're going to take that big rectangle you have and cut it into two. So now you have a 50 by 100 and 50 by 100 rectangle. Sorry, no, 50 by 50 and 50 by 50 squares. Yes? Yeah. Right, so you have 100 by 50, a big rectangle. Now you cut it into two, and now you have two squares. So now we have one of those squares we're going to focus on. It's 50 by 50. And we want to use the length of the other one, and we're going to add it on and expand the square until we use up all the length of the second one, so that we have the same 5,000 square amos. That's what we're trying to do. So that's how Rashi is going to try to figure it out. And the way the remesh to this in the pasuk is chamishim. The width is chamishim ba chamishim. It's 50 plus taking, because you took a 50 off of it, and then use that 50 to redistribute it and expand the outer square to become what it is. Okay, so that's the remez in the pasuk, which the Gemara itself will admit that's not the pasuk shot in the pasuk. It's just a remez to this concept of we. It's very chashiv to have a square that has 5,000 square amos. That there's a remez in the pasuk regarding the Mishkan to.
So
cool.
I don't want to do the review recording.
I'm going to say your name and your address, so be careful. Okay, so let's just work outside, not inside the Rashi, but you can read in the Rashi later. So what Rashi does is he splits up these, right? So everyone has a picture. Good. He splits up this one half of it. So now we have one square, 50 by 50. The second square, 50 by 50, he cuts into five strips. And he's going to and he'll take four of them and put them around the square. So now what you have is, do you see that?
An odd visualization. We're taking something and we're saying, well, this doesn't have the requisite dimensions that we really want for what we want to describe.
It's not crazy. It's just redistributing
length.
I think
it's very cool.
It's very logical. Output. It's brilliant. Rashi, I wonder if Rashi actually cut a picture. I wonder if
we're taking 50 by 100 from Mishkan.
This is mathematically sound.
And we're saying, okay, cut out 50. Now it's 50 by 50. But we don't need 50 by 50. We need, because that's only 250 square.
Right.
5,000. So what do we have to add, or how do we have to modify what we have left over? So now it's all over what it started with, because that's why I'm wondering.
No. So what we're using, let's take a look at this picture. Yeah, so let's take a look at this picture. Right. We want to turn our rectangle into a square without losing any of our square footage or amosage. Right, that's our goal. So, right. Yes. So we want to keep the same area based on height, but we want it to be square. So what Rashi does, it's brilliant. He cuts it in half, and so now we're focusing on one square, and then we have a square's worth of extra amosage to redistribute. And now he cuts it into five pieces, and he takes four of those five pieces into strips, each one, right, 10 amos length, and he puts it around the square, that's what you see in this picture over here. He puts it around the square, each for side. So now each side is actually 70 amos, right? So the width and length of our square is the same, because it's a square, and it's 70 by 70 amos. Now, the corners are not filled in, so that last fifth strip that we didn't use, he cuts that into five pieces as well. And you take four of them, and those four you put in the four corners. And now it's beautiful. You have a beautiful, perfect square that's much bigger than we had before, which is 70 by 70 amos. But you still have one of these 10 by 10 amma mini squares left. So now you have to make that very thin to redistribute that all around. And you work at the math. So, you could cut an amma into six tvachim. And so now you have 60 by 60 tvachim, because 10 by 10 amos is 60 by 60 tvachim. And you redistribute it, and it comes out to each side is 70 and a little over two-thirds. Excuse me, something like that. And that's the square, the rectangle redistributed into a square. This, now, so the Gemara is saying that this concept of taking 100 by 50 rectangle and then taking half of it, taking 50, and redistributing it into the other half, which is 50 by 50, that's called chamishim, the rachva chamishim ba chamishim. The pasuk is worded in a way that alludes to taking 50 by 50 amos out and redistributing it into the other 50 by 50 amos. That's chamishim ba chamishim. That's the allusion in the pasuk to this concept that we would like to redistribute the 5,000 amos into a square form in 50 by 50. That's the remez in the pasuk. And we derive from this that a square of 5,000 square amos has certain chashivas to it, and that's going to play that. And then if the Rabbanan want to come along at some point in the future and use that to create a halacha based on it, for example, I don't know, a karpath, that's where they would use it from. So that's how we get it. Now the Gemara then says, Pashtei dekrava mai ksiv. Okay, great. But what's the pashup shot of what's it saying? 50 by 50. Meaning if this is some sort of a smacht or some remez, to some sort of remez. So what it's what's the pashup shot of this pasuk? So Amar Abaye, Ha'o made mishkan asfas chamishim. You should stand at the mishkan at the end of 50. Kidei shehei chamishim ama lefanav ve'esrim ama lechol ruach v'ruach. So that you should have 50 amos in front of it and 20 amos at all sides of it. Because the mishkan is, again, the chatzer is going to be is 100 amos long. And the mishkan is 30 amos long. So where is the mishkan placed? Is it placed dead center in the 100 amos structure? Is the back of the mishkan against the back of the chatzer? Where is it? So it's telling us that we split up the mishkan, the chatzer, into two spaces, 50 and 50. One space, 50 amos, is completely clear, completely empty of the mishkan. But when we say mishkan, we're referring to like the what the heichal, right? Which is so right, the kodesh and the kodesh kedashim. So we have two spaces of the chatzer. One is an open space, which is not really open because we're going to put the mizbeach and the choshes there and the kiyor there, but it's an open space. And the other half, the other 50, is going to have the mishkan at the front of it, so that's right in the middle, and 20 clear amos in the back, plus 20 clear amos on each side of it. And this is alluded to by chamishim b'chamishim. There are two, right, where we divide the 100 Amma chatzer into 250 amma zones, and that's the pashut shot of chamishim b'chamishim. But we also use it to allude to this concept of a 5,000 square amma square. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I think that's the majority of the math for the night. So if we're still here, we can take a deep breath. Rabbi Eliezer Omer in Hayasa Archa Vechule. So now I refer you back to the Mishnah on the previous Amud. So Rabbi Eliezer says, now we're talking about the square business over here. Squares. Rabbi Eliezer Omer in Hayasa Archa Yasser Al Rachba. If its length is more than its width, afilu ama achas ein metalik mevsocha. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer says it must be a square. Rabbi Yossi omar afilu archa pishnayim berachva. Even if it's a metalik mevsocha, even if it's a 2-to-1 ratio, more than that would be a problem. But even if it's a 2-to-1 ratio, meaning a karpaf is twice as long as it is wide. Even so, you're allowed to carry in it. Rabbi Eliezer seems to say no. But not so fast. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mhaisa Arka Yasar al Pishnayim Barakhla Filo Ama Achas Ematalton Basocha. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the length is doubled the width, if the length exceeds the width by even an Ama past double, meaning 2-to-1 ratio is fine, but if it's an Ama more, that's a problem. Ein Matalton Basocha. Hold on. Rabbi Eliezer said that it can't be at all. It has to be a square. Amar of Bibi Barabaye, Kitnan, Nami must be son Yeser al Pishnayim Barachva. Kitnan. So Rabbi Bibi Barabaye says, actually, no. In the way we learned the Mishnah, we were taught the Mishnah, that exact Girsa, that Rabbi Eliezer says that it could be double. Now, if you have a problem with that, Ihachi says the Gemara, Hain Rabbi Yossi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Right? So if that's what was bothering you. Yeah. So, meaning Rabbi Barabai is offering a different gear to the Mishnah. He's like, no. The version of the other Mishnah is doesn't make sense. And it contradicts the Braisa, but we have another version of the Mishnah that actually works correct, perfectly with the Braisa. But now we have a new question, which is that seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Right, so Rabbi Akiva says it has to be square. Rabbi Akiva said that, right? He said it has to be 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. But now Rabbi Eliezer, as we're re-understanding it, he says it has to be, no, it could be rectangle as long as it's not more than a 2-to-1 ratio. But that was what Rabbi Yossi also said. It could be rectangle as long as it's not more than 2-to-1 ratio. So Ik Benayhu Ribua Diravua Rabbanan. Now the difference between them is the squareness that the Rabbanan tried to square it off with. Meaning, Rashi elaborates over here. Rabbi Eliezer Sover, Arka Yosem Mishnayim Barachva, Ein Matzatum Mihu, Ikra Arka Pishnayim Barachva, Kedixiv Veles Le Ribua. The question is that both of them agree that B'di'evet it'll work, even if it's a rectangle, as long as it doesn't exceed 2-to-1. It's fine. You don't need a square. Right? Meaning, if it's not square, we're not going to assert. So what's the difference? Rabbi Yossi in the Rashi and Rabbi Yossi Savar Mirubas Iker. Rabbi Yossi says that squaring it off is the Iker. And the Chachila, you should instruct people in accordance with this. And someone says, I'm going to make a karpath area not exceeding 70, not exceeding base sasayim. You should tell them, make sure you make it square. Umihu afilu archa pishnayim barachla sharia. But the truth is that it's good even if it's 2-to-1 and it's a rectangle. Umidikamar afilu michlal afilu, and from the fact that it says afilu michlal de ikra lav hachihu. It implies that it's not the ikker, meaning that the machlokas is in the world of lechatchila, that Rabbi Akiva says it has to be a square. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi both argue and they say no, you can do a rectangle is fine, but they don't both say that a rectangle is ideal. I'm seeing the lashon of the Mishnah over here. Right, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer Imhaisa Archa Yasar Arachba Afilu So when Rabbi Yossi says Afilu Archa Pishnayim Barachva Metaltum Basocha, even if it's double, so that kind of implies that it's not the ideal. But even if you do, that's also okay. So Rabbi Yossi would lichachila instruct people, please make it a square. If you made it a rectangle, okay, I'm not going to answer it, but please make it a square. Rabbi Eliezer says, not okay, right, square, rectangle, really doesn't make a difference. So that's the ikubanaihu between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer. But if you ask Rabbi Akiva, you made it a rectangle, you've been the evidence problem. It's a problem, just can't carry it. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Amar Vahulai. Itmar was stated, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Is that a contradiction? Vitavayu Lakula. And both of them are Lakula. But how is it possible? How could Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva? Well, we have to remember that there are several halachos that they were talking about. Maybe we'll continue reading and then we'll hope that I think this will explain it. Vitzricha, and you need both. You need both of these, you know, psaks. De'iash mi'inu halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Because if we would say the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, hava mina ad ika shomera o beis dira. I would think that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi, again, doesn't have to be square, and perhaps, maybe it should be, but it doesn't have to be square. Even a rectangle works. We hold like Rabbi Yossi. But maybe that's only if there's a shomera or a beis dira, as mentioned in the Mishnah. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, or maybe even Rabbi Yehuda ben Eli. But maybe let's say Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, we didn't see Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Eliezer arguing with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So maybe Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He would say, I hold it could be a rectangle, that's fine. B'dieved. But you need a shomera in there, or you need a base dearers in there. We don't know. So maybe he would hold like them. So if you say, Shmuel Paskin's like Rabbi Yossi, we'd say, but he needs a shomera. Kamash Milan halach Rabbi Kiva. That's what you say halach like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva said you don't need that stuff as long as it's right, the size is good. V'yishmina halacha Rabbi Akiva, but if Shmuel would have said, we hold like Rabbi Akiva, havamina da'arich v'katin lo. I would think if it's longer on one side and shorter on the other side, no, meaning rectangle. I would think rectangle, no. K'mashmon halacha Rabbi Yossi. So it comes to teach us that we hold that halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that it could be a rectangle. So Rabbi Akiva, we basically split Rabbi Akiva's two opinions. Rabbi Akiva, first of all, has an opinion about the shape. He says it can be only square, not rectangle, but that's a chumrah. And Rabbi Akiva also says a kula, that you don't need a shomera or a beis dira or samach la'ir. You don't need these things in order for the karpaf to be mocha to carry, and as long as it doesn't exceed the 70 and two-thirds square. Right? And the chiddush of Shmuel is Shmuel paskins like the kula of Rabbi Akiva, but he doesn't pass like the chumrah of Rabbi Akiva that needs to be square. He paskins like the kula of Rabbi Yossi that it can be rectangle. Okay. Good. Karpaf shehu yosir mi beis sasayim. If you have a karpaf that is more than beis sasayim, shehukaf ledira, but it was surrounded to be a residential area. Right? So the problem with the karpaf, right? Like, if you have a really big house, that's okay. You're allowed to carry in your really, really big house. It's a mansion, beis sasayim, it's fine. So he made it for a dira. He's like, oh, I'm gonna be living in this area, and then nizra ruvo. Then he ended up planting in it. And remember, we said that's a gina. A gina or a karpaf is the same category. A little garden or a karpaf storage area is has the name of a karpaf. So hari hukagina va'aser. That's considered like a garden and it's aser. So even though his original intent is that this is a base dira for me, it's a residential area, but then he plants in it, it's aser. Nata rubo, if he plants in it, isn't that the same thing as nizra? So Rashi says, nizra is a lashon of bizaronim, meaning with seeds like vegetables. As opposed to, not Rashi says, aval benoteya ilanos, lo bitol diraso. Noteya we're using as a lesson of planting trees. We do see that throughout Chazal. And if you plant trees, that's not mevatel your deer there. De orcha lehisosef betzel ilanos tamid, because it's normal for people to plant trees in a place they're living because they want more shade. That makes a lot of sense. So if somewhere is a residential area, but you turn it into a garden. Then that's no longer a residential area. But if you plant trees there, that's not mavat to the residential area. So va'aser not the ruvo harihu kichatzer. So that's just like a large chatzer, which is a chatzer by definition is a residential area. You use it. You're in there. Umutter, and it is mutter. This area is mutter now. even though it's Yosef Mesizayim. So Nizra Ruvo, so let's take a look at that case for a moment. Let's say you planted the majority of it into to be a like a vegetable patch, let's say, Gina. Amr of Huna Bered of Yeshua, Lo Amran Ela Yoser mi Beis Sasayim. We only see this in if it exceeds Beis Sasayim, if it's more than 2,000 amos. Avo Beis Sasayim Mutter. But if it's Beis Sasayim, then it's Mutter. So what we're saying over here, so Rashi says, Ella, so sheyesh ba'oso makom zriya yosem based assigned to nasa karmelis. It's only if this majority itself is the large vegetable patch, if that's based assigned itself. The karp of yosem based assigned shalahuk of ladir karmelisi. V'she'en nizr havi chatzar prutza b'malo la karmelis l'fiach kulo aser. So if the vegetable patch itself exceeds Beis Sasayim, that's what we're talking about. So really, you could have like let's say a three seah area, and if you have two of the seah are planted with a vegetable patch or a little bit more than that, so then that's going to asher the whole. That's going to asher the whole thing. But if it's any less than that, then it's fine. The open space that you did not plant, the minority, the mute that you did not plant, if that's what completes the over sasayim, that's not going to cause a problem for us. That's what Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says. He qualifies that ruvo nizra ruvo. So the Gemara is not sure which Tanaic opinion this is in accordance with. Kiman, whom is this in accordance with? Rabbi Shimon. It's in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. We didn't learn Rabbi Shimon yet. We're about to learn it. It's Mishnah later on in the Masechta, probably in about like 50, maybe 60 plot or somewhere like that. Ditznan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Chatzeros, Ve'echad Karpipos, Rishus Achas Hein, Lekelim Sheshav Su Besochan, Lekelim Sheshav Su Besochan Bayis. So this, there's a machlokus between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon later on about certain outdoor spaces that there's an Isser Derepan imposed on them, where you can't the Rabbanan were concerned that you might confuse it with the Rishus Rabbim. One of these spaces is a roof or a chutzner or a karpath, and therefore. Therefore, you can't carry them. There's certain rules. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "Rishus achas hein." They're all considered one rishus. So, like a karpaf and a gag, and a chatzer can carry in between all of them. So if you have kelim sheshav su besochan, meaning if you left a kli on a roof or in a karpaf or in a chatzer, so you can move it around to one of those three spaces, as long as there's, like, I guess, no rishus rabim in between. You can move it from one to the other. It's all considered one rishus for kelim that shoshavs b'soch habayis. The low l'kelim shoshavs b'soch habayis. But if it's in the house, you can't bring something out of the house into the chatzer, into the karpaf, into this area. Leaving Erev out of it for a moment. So the Rabbanan argues with Rabbi Shimon. They say no. You cannot bring it from a gob into a karpaf into a chatzer. You can't. This is not considered one rishus. Each one was given its own individual karmelus status. It's not like you view them all as one big rishus. So now going back to Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, it looks like he's holding like Rabbi Shimon, because now what we have over here is a space of let's say three seah, a big carve of a three seah. Sasayim are planted, they're Nizra Rubo, and you have one more piece that's open. So it's basically now, you basically have a karpaf and a chatzer. It's basically two different spaces. Originally you made the whole space for a chatzer, but now you have a karpaf and a chatzer. So the Rabbanan would say, you can't carry from the chutz. You can't. Rav Huna Bered Yeshua said this is mutter, but the Rabbanan wouldn't say you can carry from the chutzer to the karpath. It must be Rabbi Shimon, because he says the karpath and the gag and the chutzer are all considered one rishus. So this is what the Gemara is suggesting. So who are you saying in accordance with? Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So then But then the Gemara says, no, it can't be. Rabbi Shimon Nami. No, Rabbi Shimon would also say it's a problem. Kevan dinizra rubo, because you planted the majority of it, have ahu miuta batile lagave ruba. The miut, which is, right, just to make it easy, one seya of unplanted space, that chotzer that we said, is going to be batel to the majority. So you wouldn't say that the planted area, it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Shimon wouldn't say that the planted area, yeah, so that you can't carry in, and that's the usher area because that's a karpa, and then this minority is, well, that's a different space. It would say it's butts to the row. So Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Shimon can't really be holding like Rabbi Shimon. So right, but Gabi Ruba, Vahava Le Karpaf, Yosemi Beis Asayim, and since that's true, since you have Beis Asayim of planted area, and you have one seya, let's say, of unplanted area, but it would be Batel to the Beis Asayim, and now combined, you have more than Beis Asayim. So there's no, even according to Rabbi Shimon, the way we learn Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yeshua cannot be, because there's no Tana who would agree with him. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamekel wouldn't do it. El itmar hachi itmar. Rather, if it was stated, then this is the way it was stated. And there's going to be, I think a couple of answers. We'll just do one for tonight. Ha miuta shari. So this miut area is permitted. Amar Rav Huna, that meaning that's the introduction to this. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. So what did Rav Huna Bar Yeshua say? What was Rav Huna Bar Yeshua's chiddush? Lo amran ela de lo have beis sasayim. That's only if the miut is not beis asayim. Avol beis asayim, aser. But if the miut is beis asayim, where it's unplanted, so that's going to be aser. Right, keman kerabanan. And this is going to be in accordance, really, with the rabbanan. Because over here, we have that the miut, so now the miut itself is beis asayim, so we're talking about where the rov is, like, you know, like, let's say the whole thing is maybe like five sasayim, yeah.
Five total, three.
Right, exactly. Right, so we have this. Yeah, so is there a picture here? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So we have over here five sasayim, and we have three of open space. So now there's no majority of usher space. So we don't have to worry about the majority issue that we presented in the previous case, where it's two seya of planted space and then one seya of open space. But over here, we're talking about where there's no majority, so it wouldn't be batel. But if the planted area is more than sasayim, then the whole thing is going to be usher. And that's one way to understand the comment of Rav Huna Bar Yeshua.
Not that it's too chashuv to be batel. And